Greetings, greetings. Hello, and welcome to the Daily Bread. We find ourselves in another Wednesday, or should I say Wednesday edition of the Daily Bread. Today is Wednesday, April the 17th. Again, we are speeding through another month here in April. You know, before you know it, we'll be celebrating Mother's Day next month. Just dropping a hint to all the sons and daughters, husbands, amen. The special day we celebrate Mother's Day next month is coming up, or should I say around the corner. But if you have a mom that's still with you, you know we celebrate Mother's Day every day, amen. And we are blessed to have our mothers, be it if they are here or in heaven, amen. They are still a blessing to us each day. Amen. Again, welcome to the Daily Bread. This kind of cloudy, muggy Wednesday here in Texas. Appreciate you spending a little time with me here. I will try not to take up too much of your time this Wednesday. But if you are new, we appreciate you giving us a listen here. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank each and every one of you that is continually faithful in listening in, amen, whenever it may be, today, tomorrow, a couple of days from now, in the evening, in the morning time, we say thank you so much for being faithful and listening to us here at First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Get a hold of that confession. Amen. In the past, I have mentioned 5x7 cards or the little cards that you can get at Walmart. You know, I know Pastor Jesse uses them. Pastor Rose uses them. I picked up that habit from them and use them quite a bit, writing down different scriptures or different confessions, amen, and keeping them handy when you find yourself maybe struggling, amen, or going something difficult throughout your day. Pull those little cards out, make that confession, amen, or read that scripture, amen, and that, I know, will help you get through your day, amen. So, a couple of announcements before we dive into this small devotional that I have for you. If you are on Instagram, we encourage you to give us a follow. Every Monday we post scripture for the week, and then throughout the week we post in our story section a scripture to get you through your day. Amen. And you might be thinking, well, what's the Instagram, Andrew? It's fhkfc.insta. Amen. That's our Instagram. Amen. And that has a link to our website, which you are already probably familiar with. Amen. Also, we are on YouTube. So if you have a YouTube account, amen, subscribe to our channel. We post our Sunday morning service usually in the evening by 7 p.m. And you can find us on YouTube at FHK Church Video. FHK Church Video. That's all one word. FHK Church Video. Amen? And so if you aren't in the area or you're in another country and you would like to hear Pastor Jesse or Pastor Rose or our elder Sister Grace minister, that's a easy way to keep connecting with us. Amen. So again, every Sunday evening, we post our Sunday morning message. Amen. Let's see what else. I pray you are still making your Psalms 91 confession in the morning before you leave your house, and God safeguard my household prayer card. I pray you are using those. Amen. Every morning before you head out. Amen. I know I have been for a while now, you know, and it's just, it's a habit. Amen. It's just like getting up in the morning and washing your face and brushing your teeth and brushing your hair. Amen. That's already a part of my routine that I get up and the first thing I'm doing is reading them, confessing them out loud. Amen. So I encourage you to do the same. Amen. Do the same. Now, we would like to thank also our mail-in supporters. Every month, you are so faithful. I know Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose say it every start of the month, how blessed we are to have you, how blessed and faithful you are to First His Kingdom Family Ministries, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But most importantly, God sees your faithfulness, and He will continue to reward you for that. Amen? And of course, the missionaries that we support around the world, we continue to keep them in our prayers, and we continue to support them every month. Amen? I believe this past Sunday, Pastor Jesse mentioned we will be starting to support another missionaries. The end of this month or the start of next month, amen, a couple, and their child, amen. So we are increasing our support to missionaries because even though on the outside people might see us and think, oh, they're a little church, they're not really making a dent, so to speak, but we are because our mission is missions-oriented and the money that we receive goes right back into the missionaries that we support around the world. Amen? And you've heard quite a bit of things that we have paid for as a church. Amen? Through your offerings. Amen? We had dorms, Bible church in a third world country, dorms for men and women, students. Amen. We funded that project. We also funded a radio station. Amen. We sent money for one of our missionaries for vehicle maintenance and upgrades. Amen. So the money that you send in comes right in and goes right back to those missionaries that we support around the world. And you might be thinking, well, what do you... Why does First His Kingdom Family Church choose to do that? Amen? And that's a very good question. And the answer is simple. Even though we might look small here in the United States and people might think, well, they're not really making a dent in anything, but we are because we have missionaries around the world who are touching lives and those lives are being touched. Go into your heavenly account. Amen? And just as Pastor Jesse has mentioned in examples that, we're going to get up to heaven and people are going to come up and thank you for what? For your donations, for the money that you put into First His Kingdom Family Church, that they were able to hear the gospel in their language that they speak or the country that they live in, and they were able to give their life to Jesus. Amen? And that goes into your heavenly bank account. Amen. And if that doesn't get you excited, amen, just take a few moments and think about that. Amen. That even though we may seem small to the eye, God is using us mightily to bring in this last big harvest before His return. Amen. So let's dive into this small little devotional that I have for you this Wednesday afternoon. Amen. It's entitled Beyond Sight. And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible, I will read two different versions of Psalms chapter 61, verse 2. One from the ESV, and then I will read one from the NLT. The ESV, I'm not sure what that stands for. The NLT, I believe, is New Language Translation, I believe. But again, it is entitled Beyond Your Sight. Amen? Beyond Your Sight. It says, have you ever wandered through a maze? Have you ever wandered through a maze? Or maybe you've seen them in a movie where there's a maze where they have all these beautiful green bushes that there's a maze. Amen. Sometimes the mysteries that myself or Pastor Jesse or Pastor Rose watch, they'll show like back in the not colonial times, English, like Parliament times, amen, where they would wear the men would wear the funny wigs and the females would have their faces painted white, you know, that kind of air. Some of the mysteries they show those mazes where people would go through. Amen. So it says, have you ever wandered through a maze? Even though you may be good at solving mazes on paper, moving through shrubbery or stalks of corn at ground level, you are bound to run into a dead end or two. Amen. So those mazes, sometimes they're made out of shrubbery or even stalks of corn. Amen. It says, if only there was a place to climb up high and see your way through. Amen. Did you catch that? So if you're in a maze at ground level, it's kind of hard to see your way through the maze. Amen. But if you were to get into a higher section, you could maybe see your way through a little easier, right? It says, so what can you do? That's the question I'm giving to you, you know? So what can you do? What can you do? It says, call for help. Follow the voice of someone who can see more than you. Amen? Follow the voice of someone who can see more than you. Today, as you run into situations that require a better view, ask God to guide you. He loves you, or should I say he loves you. He loves to answer those prayers. Amen? So you might be going through something and you really can't see in the situation maybe that you're in, or you can't see clearly. But what is one of the answers it's giving you today to the question of what can you do? Well, the answer is, today, as you run into situations that require a better view, ask God to guide you. And it says he loves to answer those prayers. How many of us know God loves to answer your prayers? I know me, personally, I know God loves to answer my prayers. Amen. I know God loves to answer the prayers of First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. And I know God would love to answer your prayers as well. Amen. So make this confession with me this afternoon. Say, Lord, how wonderful it is to know that when I'm lost, I can call to you. Amen. Say that. Say, Lord, how wonderful it is to know that when I'm lost, I can call to you. Amen. It says, and let's say this, say, your voice will be my beacon, and your hand will lift me up. And finally, will you be there for me today? Amen. We'll say that last part again. Say, your voice will be my beacon, your hand will lift me up. Will you be there for me today? Amen. Again, the scripture I'm giving you to back all of what I'm speaking to you about is found in Psalms 61, chapter 61, verse 2. It says, from the ends of the earth, I cry for your help. It says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the towering rock of safety. Amen. Again, from the ends of the earth, I cry for your help. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the towering rock of safety. Amen. Bless God. Lead me to the towering rock of safety. Amen. Now, it says, when life feels like a maze and you're faint from the exhaustion of running into walls, call out to God. Follow the sound of his voice to the next turn. Allow his hand to lift you up beyond your own sight and show you the very way to go and show you the way through and show you the way through. Amen. It says, do you know that God is your towering rock of safety? I pose that question for you. Amen. Do you know that God is your towering rock of safety? Do you know that? This Wednesday. Amen. It says, he is always listening, waiting to guide you through the overwhelming situations in your life. Amen. If that doesn't bring joy in your spirit, you might be thinking, as I mentioned, you know, you might be saying to yourself, Andrew, I'm exhausted. I'm tired of running into walls. Amen. I feel like my life is stuck in a maze. Amen. Well, it says right here, do you know that God is your towering rock of safety? Amen. It says he is always listening, waiting to guide you through the overwhelming situations in your life. Call out to him whenever you need help. He will not let you down. Amen. Call out to him whenever you need help. He will not let you down. Amen. Now, let's make this final confession and we will wrap this up this Wednesday. Amen. Say, Father, thank you for showing me what otherwise can't be seen. Amen. Say, Father, thank you for showing me what otherwise can't be seen. Say, you know what turns I need to take and when I should take them. Amen. Repeat that. Say, you know what turns I need to take and when I should take them. Amen. And finally, make this confession with me. Say, help me to continue to listen for your perfect guidance in my life. I trust you, God. Amen. Say that. Say, help me to continue to listen for your perfect guidance in my life. I trust you, God. Amen. Amen. Get a hold of that. Amen. Beyond your sight. Amen. You might be sitting there listening to this and thinking, oh, Andrew, that sounds pretty easy coming from you. Or, Andrew, you don't know what I'm facing. No, I don't. But the good word is that even though we find ourselves in different mazes in our life, we get exhausted from running into walls. Amen. The simple answer is all we need to do is call out to God. God is our towering rock of safety. Amen. And he's always listening, waiting to guide you through the overwhelming situations in your life each day. Amen. So get a hold of that. I'm going to leave you with this one question. Do you find it easy to ask God for guidance? Amen. Take a few moments this evening before you go to bed, or even this afternoon, and think about that. Do you find it easy to ask God for guidance? Amen. And the last question I'm going to give you is, what do you think that may be? Amen. Why do you think that may be? Why do you think that may be? Amen. So, do you find it easy to ask God for guidance? And the last question is, why do you think that may be? Amen. So bless God, I pray you got something out of that beyond your sight. Amen. As always, I encourage you with these words when I wrap up the daily bread, that when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Every area, every area. Amen. God wants to be a part of every area of your life. Amen. Just call out to him. Amen. He is your towering rock of safety. Remember that. Amen. So bless God. Have a blessed rest of your week to come. Amen. If you are in the Austin area, amen, we encourage you to come be a part of our service. We have every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, Texas. Amen. We would love to have you. Invite somebody with you. Amen. Our door is always open. Amen. And if you are unable to join us, you can see that service Sunday evening on our YouTube channel. Amen. And all that information is in our website. Amen. Along with our Instagram. Amen. And if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, amen, there is also a little link on the front page of our website where you could submit a prayer request, or you can drop us a glory story, as our elder sister Grace always says. Amen. So if there's anything you need us to come in prayer with, amen, just drop us a note. Amen. We will hook up our prayer with you, and we know God will answer your prayers. Amen. So again, have a blessed rest of this beautiful Wednesday. Have a blessed rest of your week. And for those of you in the area, we look forward to seeing you this Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. And if not, amen, we will see you right back here next Wednesday for another Daily Bread. Amen. If you listen to Pastor Rose's message last Wednesday, I was listening to it as well, and I was kind of taken back that it's already going to be 4 years or so that we have been doing the Daily Bread. Amen. So we look forward to seeing you right back here next Wednesday. If not, we look forward to seeing you this Sunday morning. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of the week. We will see you very soon.